This video is brought to you by Holocaza. Our tool transforms independent local real estate agents to global real estate agents. Create your own profile for free and get contacted by international investors. Sign up with the link in the description. Hello and welcome everyone to our 103rd session of Holocaza. My name is Micah and today I'm talking to Acesio Perdomo from Bogota, Colombia. Acesio has been involved with the real estate and commercial real estate for more than 10 years in administrative, strategic and commercial roles. His passion for real estate was completely connected since he focused his MBA on real estate investing, alternative investments and entrepreneurship in 2010 at Emory University located in Atlanta in the US. Acesio, thank you so much for being on the show for the second time. I'm really happy to always have people also on the show who I already know for a long time. Why don't you introduce yourself to our audience?
Hi, Michael. Wonderful to be here with you again. A few things happening in my life now, working independently with my own company. I have been working in real estate, like you said, for more than 8 years. I have invested in a few properties myself. I have mainly done transactions, especially leases and a few sales of commercial property, but mostly leases, more than 24,000 meters square on leases in about 3-4 years. Great. Without counting the pandemia. Specifically or particularly office space, retail. I have also sold land for developments, multifamily. And I'm working now with a new opportunity here in Colombia due to different governmental changes. There are people that want to take some money out, diversify. So I'm looking at markets like Panama, Ciudad de Panama, and also in the US, Miami, Orlando mainly. I have already sold 3 properties in that sense. You know, it's a new thing here in Colombia it's massifying itself to diversify and go to other markets. That's what I'm trying to say, because it's been a few people that have invested in the US and in Panama for a long time, but now it's becoming more massive as more people would like to take some money out, diversify, you know, have a strong currency like the dollar. So that's what I'm helping them. I work with, I have really good projects, apartments under development and constructed that they can hold Airbnb, for example, in Panama. And that's a really good asset class to diversify, because they are high income potential compared to an apartment that you rent for long term. But I don't want to go too far.
Yeah, that's totally fine. That's very interesting to hear. Give us an overview of the current market in Colombia. It sounds a little bit negative what you're mentioning, that people are trying to get out or take out some money from Colombia in order to be safer. I guess it's because of the inflation and maybe also for higher return on investment for dollar generating properties. I'm just assuming you might exactly know the answer to that question.
Well, it's negative in the sense that a lot of people are trying to sell their properties. You see apartments for sale, particularly. I'm based in Bogota, so I see a lot of apartments for sale. I see income generating properties, commercial properties that nobody will sell back in a few years ago, because they have really good tenants, they rent really good amounts of money. And they're usually very stable. But people want to sell right now mainly because of a changing government that is a little bit, it goes a little bit towards some policies that are not very open to investors. So people are a little bit scared in that sense of the changes that are coming, which is not negative for all, because there are some people that may be able to diversify, for example, people from the US, if they want to buy a very nice property in Colombia with a currency that has depreciated, like the Colombian peso, and with a good tenant and a good property, they can buy a good property and things change in the future, political things change, and they may have a really good appreciation, or they may have a diversified asset here in Colombia. So it depends on the eyes that you see it.
Absolutely.
The eyes you look through. That's what's happening.
Yeah, I totally agree. Give us an overview maybe now on the commercial real estate in Colombia and in Bogota, because that's like still one of your main focuses. And then we can, if you like, we can move on to your new venture in Panama. Right now, how is it, especially like how is it also developed after COVID, and how's right now the commercial real estate in Colombia and in Bogota?
Well, commercial real estate was really hurt after COVID, you know. Some people have to go to and cancel their contracts if they have leases. So there was a lot of vacant property in all asset classes. And now it's improving a lot. I mean, there are properties. I see a lot of movement in retail. I don't move too much in warehouses, but there is a big movement in warehousing. Also, office space have been getting filled up, especially in areas that are important corridors. I work a lot in the main office corridor, which is Chico, Nogal, Cabrera, where Centro Andino is located. Some foreigners may know very well the location, Sonate, and financial sector, Calle 72, close to Rosales. So that's for people that know they're getting filled up, which is good. A few foreign companies coming, mainly renting a space or co-workings. Co-workings suffered a lot during COVID. Now they are almost full. They're doing very well. The ones that I have talked to have spots, of course, because it's a dynamic business environment. But they have good high occupation, and that's what you see. But in that sense, the economy has recovered almost completely. Of course, there are some areas in the city that were hurt more than others, but in general, there is a really good recovery compared to 2020. So it's better in that sense.
I understand. Okay, that's good to hear that the career has really like taken place and things are moving forward. How about now about your new venture in Panama? Do you have any, can you give us an overview on this one?
Yes. First of all, I decided to venture out of Colombia because some people, as I mentioned before, they want to take some money out. They want to diversify. They want to have a strong currency. But that's not the only reason for Panama, because Panama has really good, a really, really friendly tax regime for investors. It has also a high economic growth if you compare, if you look at the projections for the World Bank or International Monetary Fund, you see that the GDP for this year is going to be over 5%. For next year, it's projected to over 5%. Inflation is below 3%. So it has good indicators. Tourism is growing really fast. You compare 2021 to 2022, you see a lot of entries to the main airport, and that's mainly tourism business. Also, Panama is a land where there are important multinational companies for South America, like L'Oreal, like Procter & Gamble, and there are more. And there are different places where you can invest in Ciudad de Panama. For example, there is Costa del Este, which is one of the areas that are more wealthy. There is a high income area, high disposable income. And there are some projects there that are very interesting. There are also and other areas like in the center of Panama. There are Corregimiento de El Cangrejo, Corregimiento de San Francisco, which are also high income corregimientos or localities inside the center of Panama. And you can go to the Casco Viejo, which you see a high construction or development at this moment, not only in safe places, like say like that, but places where there is urban renovation, where there were low-income people, they are selling their property and they are rebuilding. So you see a lot of activity, which is really nice to see. A lot of Americans, a lot of Europeans, just hanging around, having fun and investing. So you see, the Panama that I saw recently, it's very welcoming to investors, and it looks like it's a bright outlook to diversify. For a big investor, they may have property in the US, they may have some property in Europe, why not have some in Panama or in some cases in Colombia too, in certain places.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. The market is saturated in Panama, or is there still a lot of things on inventory, a lot of real estate properties available?
Well, what I saw is that if it's a good property, let's say it's well located, it has good amenities, a good construction company developed it, and it has a good view. I mean, those places are doing well from what I saw. I don't have statistics, but it looks good. There are some other places that may not be as good, but it's just like any other place. And COVID hit them very hard. But now they are recovered, and it looks the outlook looks optimistic.
Very interesting. Thank you so much. And regarding Panama, you're also going very strongly right now on short-term rentals. You told me that prior to our call. Can you give us a bit more details on this one regarding your short-term business in Panama? How many units do you have? What is basically the target audience? And yeah, maybe also, why would I and why should I invest in this?
Well, basically, what I talk about the good fundamentals of Panama, like you see a strong economy, growing tourism, low inflation, good construction. So basically, anywhere that I've seen, even in Colombia, you see Cartagena, you see Medellin, short-term rentals are a better option in general than long-term, than when you rent an apartment for a long term. Usually you can maybe double the yield with short-term rentals. You have a little bit more action. You have to do things. You will have to work, or you hire a company that will do that for you. Usually they'll charge you between 15 to 25%. Of the income generated through Airbnb or other pages for short-term rentals like Expedia, Booking. There are others you can use. But basically for me is selling the unit that permits the short-term rental. It's my objective, that's my service. So I have a good portfolio of opportunities that go from Costa del Este, like we were talking, smaller units than usually they are in the area, because Airbnb in Panama is to a certain degree, if you don't have a building for that or the HOA doesn't permit it, you cannot do it. Usually people do it for 30 or 45 days, which is not a short-term rental per se. So nowadays there are some developments that are taking care of that. So you can do more real short-term rentals. And as long as you have a good company that manages the investment, you have a good building, you have a good unit, and the economy is going well, you're most surely going to do very well with that investment, more than put the money on a CD in the US for 4, 3 to 5% right now, which is really high. You can probably get yields from 8 to 10% before tax in dollars. That's a really good investment, like per year, you know.
And
so that's really good.
And if I'm interested, how would that work? How, what would be the steps now which I have to do if I, let's say, for
Well,
example,
basically, you call me, you make a call, you say, Arcesio, what are the opportunities that you have in Panama? So I'm going to make you like a presentation. I'm going to show you the areas where I have developments. And I say, for example, I have these two developments in Costa del Este. And I give you the reasons why it's a good investment and why. And I show you the construction company that is doing it. And you will see you have a really good trajectory. So because there's always development risk anywhere in the world, and things can happen. So you have the power to manage your cash flow and to choose the construction company. So that's on your hand. And if you do that well, you minimize the risk. There is never zero risk. You just minimize the risk. And I will show you properties in the center, and I may be able to show you properties in Casco too if you want. So we can do that. And mm-hmm. then you decide, I like this, I like that. Or maybe you say, I have this amount of money right now. Which one do you recommend? Which project? And we can work it out to see what's best for you. Now, if you need, if you want a residence or something, I can connect you with lawyers that can do that for you. If you want to be a Panama resident, or if you want to organize your taxes, I mean, we just work with allies, and that's not a problem. And it's the same in anywhere in the world with real estate. You have to go to a place, get a good construction company, check out that the market is doing well, that the economy is good, get a good location and a good unit inside the building, and then you have most of the checks well, and then it's a matter of time that you start, that your property starts producing income.
Mm-hmm.
That, and then you look at yourself and say, you look at your pie and say, I have invested this in Panama, I have invested this in Colombia, I have some of this in the US, and I want to allocate some money this way, some different cash flows, and you minimize your risk. I'm a broker, but I said, I like a lot of finance, and I've been educated in investments. And so I can give a little bit of advice on that side to my customers too, which some of them are not in finance or are not into. They may be entrepreneurs, they may have good amounts of money, but sometimes it's very useful to know a little bit of finance.
Absolutely, yes. What about the legal? You mentioned there's a maximum of days which I can rent out the real estate in Panama for short term, or is there no limit?
I mean, that's what I'm trying to say, that if you invest in these new projects, there will be no minimum time. I mean, minimum one day, basically.
I mean, maximum per year, for example. Some countries have implemented a maximum of 3 months, which you can rent out. Is there anything in Panama?
No, what I know is like for long term. For me, long term is considered 1 year. So long term in residential is 1 year. And if you rent in the US a house, long term is 1 year too. A residential contract is different in commercial real estate, yes, but in residential, short term is I don't know, 1 week, 1 day, 2 days, 5 days, 10 days, 15 days.
Okay, but accumulated throughout the entire year, there's no cap, there's no maximum that I can put it on Airbnb.
I don't think there is a problem with that. No.
Okay, good. No. I was just wondering. You also invested in, or you also make business in the US. Can you give us an overview there? What is your service offering there?
Well, when I used to work, we offer properties in houses mainly with Lennar, which is a very big construction company. And I did offer houses, particularly in the area of Miami. I can remember one that I sold. It was in Hialeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was a construction development from Lennar. And the good thing about Lennar is that they sell houses that they hand in. They are not, there's no development risk because they hand in the house. They finance the building, the construction by themselves. And it takes 30 to 2 to 3 months to hand in the house. And then what you do is basically, you know, you have a good product, a good location, a growing area, and then you find you have a, it depends, the pricing depends on the moment, but then you can check with a good property manager there that you do the due diligence, you work with him, we work with him, and the house was rented in less than a month.
Mm-hmm.
And then he also we also have we used to provide a lawyer to do the company, because to invest in the US you have to create a company, an LLC mainly for risk and for other reasons, and also you have an accountant to do take your accounting every year from your LLC and your house or investments that you have in there. But it mainly that's how it works, and in general. Well, the market for the U.S. is enormous, and Miami, Orlando are growing. You know, Florida is doing very well for many reasons. So I do have product there, and I also have allies, which I work with, that are trusted, and they have experience, and some of them have offices in Miami, so I can connect people. One of my mottos is connecting people, connecting businesses with responsibility. That's what I preach, and that's what I do. That's what I've been doing in my during my years in real estate.
I like that. In general, when do you think, or when shall people contact you and reach out to you? When what is basically the service offering you're doing overall, so that people get also an idea? Apart from investment, you also do a couple of more things, correct?
Yes, but basically with the commercial real estate offering, mainly in Bogota, we can do like office space rentals. We can do office space sales for people that want to buy an office, people that want to rent an office, people that need a co-working, to companies that need a co-working. For example, a new company coming to Colombia, I need a co-working, but they don't need to choose only one. There are maybe 5, 6 options they can compare, they can check. Which one is best for them? And that's another service that I provide. If they are looking for a retail outlet to rent, I can organize that for them. Or if they have property that they want to lease, that's also another one. Or they want to buy income generating properties in commercial real estate, I have some options that I can offer. So mainly it's the world of commercial real estate with office, co-workings, retail, and income generating properties. And on the investing side, I am focusing on Airbnbs under development or constructed, mainly in Panama, US, and some of them could be even Cartagena and Medellin. If I don't have them, I can link them with the right people, which mm-hmm. is also very important.
Absolutely, yeah. What is for you the key as a good investor, and also from the other side as a good real estate professional? What do you think are two things which are super important to be successful?
Well, I have been a small investor really compared to these people that manage huge amounts of money. But I have clients that do our high net worths, and I have accompanied them or work with them on their properties to rent them, some of them to buy them, I have sell them. So I do have that experience, which is very important. And I think the most important part is to be surrounded with good people. Mm-hmm. Even if it's the broker, it's the lawyer, the accountant, that's very important. Because many things can happen in a transaction, in all aspects, in the commercial, in the legal, you know, all of this is very important. So it's more be surrounded with good people, and then just develop an eye of knowing what is really a good property, and depending on the amount of money that you have. And looking at yourself too as an investor, not on the outside. I mean, if I have certain amount of money, I will need to allocate it a certain way. If my amount of money is 10 times bigger, then I will allocate it in a different way. So all of this is important, but that's a personal thing, not an exterior thing. And some people think it's an exterior thing. That's what I see with some people that are not professional investors or seasoned investors. That happens. And like everything, experience is very important. I've been for more than 8 years, every hour of the day, let's say 5 or 6 days a week, doing real estate related activities, even education. So that experience, I think it's very important.
Great, I like that. How can people reach out to you if they are interested and they would like to talk to you?
Well, they can reach me at my email, which is arcesio.ibc@outlook.com. It's arcesio.ibc@outlook.com. Or they can go to my webpage, which is internationalbrokers.com.co. They can reach me, or my Instagram, international_brokers_Colombia, and they can follow me. That will be great.
Perfect. I will put this one into the show notes in the description so that people can directly reach out to you. Arcesio, thank you so much for your time today. I really learned a lot of new things about Colombia, and also especially the new trends, or the trend right now, regarding Panama, and yeah, especially also your new service offerings. I really enjoyed the conversation with you. Is there anything we didn't touch upon which you would like to share with our audience?
Well, basically, you know, people that like real estate, it's a matter of, I will emphasize again, like diversification, basically. And opportunity hunting, that's what it is.
Perfect. I like that. Great. Thank you so much, Arcesio. We talk soon, and have a great great evening.
Okay, Michael. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.